Welcome to the Critical Hits Podcast. I'm your host and resident Dungeon Master, Dave the Game. This week is part two of our Tomb of Horrors adventure. As a quick reminder, I ran this as part of my ongoing campaign as a flashback to a time decades ago when a stalwart group of adventurers explored the tomb. As we found out last adventure, they weren't as well prepared as they hoped they would be, with one player missing who was going to take some key skills and rituals. After a few quick character adjustments, they ventured in and made their way down the very first corridor, discovering pit traps, strange objects on the wall, and a mysterious riddle. The party decided to completely ignore a certain green devil face with a gaping maw, and instead they all leapt into a magic portal at the end of the hall. We pick up right after they've all decided to leap in.
Okay.
We're all dead.
Split up.
Well, I'll touch the orange.
Yeah. Let's assume we all touch the orange and I'll follow his lead. We're all piled on top of each other, huh?
You are all teleported into this appears to be a small cell. This miserable cubicle is 10 feet on a side and appears to have no exit. 3-foot-long iron levels jut out from the south wall. You guys like are all kind of like piled, cramped in into a 10-foot by 10-foot room. Like, Epic, you're the first one, and you sort of like fall, and then like more people just start to like come out of the wall and like start to cramp.
You'll be happy to know my acrobatic moves on the stand is a minor action.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I start searching the room.
You kind of like muscle the other people out of the way. Let's see. Roll perception.
Can I assist?
Sure.
I successfully assist. I give you a 13.
Plus 2.
Okay.
26.
Okay, so there are 3 levers that jut out from the south wall. The 3 levers must control the hidden exit to this place, but they offer no hint as to their operation. There's on the ceiling, a 5-foot diameter trapdoor sits in the center of the ceiling, but you kind of like poke at it and it's pretty solid. And the stone of the floor seems newer than the walls and ceiling.
It could be, or one of the levers could drop us down, one of them could drop something on top of us, one of them could open up the exit.
Are all the walls around us made of stone?
Yes.
Is there
anywhere in a stone cell.
So is there any weak point where I could potentially stab a javelin in? And hang on to it if it drops out?
There's no real way to javelin into. You could try holding on to one of the levers if
okay.
Something would be like protruding.
Is there anything on that message about this?
I don't think so. Not that I could.
Well, I used to just have to guess which lever is the right one. Or swing all 3.
Yeah, and so they're all jutting straight out at the moment, and they can be pulled up or down.
Oh, good. Double the...
How about we... Maybe up. We'll open the up.
I don't think it's that easy.
Who knows?
Yeah. We start experimenting, and then we start taking damage from random.
Do you want to push all 3 up?
Well, let's just see what happens if we do one of them up.
Okay, then... Middle one up.
Middle one up.
I push it.
Pull it up. Nothing happens.
Left one up.
Left one up. Nothing happens.
Do we reset them after each one?
If you want to.
All right, let's have all 3 of them up.
All 3 of them up. The ceiling trapdoor flies open.
Good.
How high? I have ropes.
I have anything fall down.
Nope. It appears to be a trapdoor to a crawl space.
How high up is it?
It's far enough that your light can't see the edge. Like it literally is like a crawl space, so you have to like climb up through.
Okay, but we can reach it though.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that high up.
All right. Who wants to go first? You want to trade that legs?
I am.
You should probably go first. Take a rope with you.
Do I make an athletics check, Dave? to jump up.
Yep. Okay. You hop up a bit and then, like, sort of make your way through the crawl space. It's a pretty kind of a tight fit, but you work your way up. Roll a perception check for me. As you're going along and kind of feeling the edges, think that it continues on, or there's some kind of like stone plug along the eastern wall that you might be able to force open.
I announce that to the party. Should I shove this thing open?
Sure.
Or will it rush water in or something?
Just shove it open. I don't know.
Is it the other way up?
No, you said I could keep going, or I can do that.
No,
or
yeah, keep going, I guess. Wait, should we be following him up there? You're trailing a rope, right?
Okay, trailing a rope.
But I don't have the rope attached to anything yet besides myself.
So it won't pull you down.
How long is the rope?
Whatever comes with the standard adventurer's kit.
50 feet, I think. All right, I'll go up after him.
Okay, roll an athletics trick.
To jump up?
Yeah, and to crawl.
I mean, I have a thing which gives me a big bonus is jumping. Not to regular athletics tricks.
Right. It's a climb for most of the way.
Not too good at that.
So I'm climbing this whole time, I'm just going straight up.
Pretty much.
I find that plug.
Actually, no, I'm not that at climbing, actually. 13. Plus possible bonuses for rope.
Right. Yeah, with the rope, you're able to sort of make your way along with.
I know, Bigsby.
Okay, so you're just continuing along.
So we pass a plug looking thing. Okay. Yeah, let's keep
it. If it looks like that, I'd be worried that if I open it up, everybody, like water or something.
Maybe we'll open it up after everyone's passed it.
Yeah.
Maybe the last person can open it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the rest of you want to get up in there?
As well, if I can.
Yeah,
are you strength based,
Keith?
Is anybody strength based besides me?
Me. Oh, yeah.
No.
Character.
I have 14. But that's not my
place. What is it?
But not trained in athletics, but strength based.
No, I mean, for who will be able to push this plug or pull it out?
Okay. Well,
I get to use my feet.
All right.
Because I rolled a 2.
Oh, treat it as an 8.
So I treat it as an 8, so it's still like only a 17.
17 will do.
I'm good, thank
20.
You.
Yep. I'm good.
10.
Okay. So you guys are all staying within 50 feet of each other, I assume, like, along the rope?
Yeah.
Can I support the entire party?
No, but they're supporting themselves, too. It's just to try to, like, keep together, you know what I mean?
I don't know, really, how do I diagram this?
Just start a new piece of paper, I guess.
Put it on top.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
So, work your way through the crawl space. Do you want somebody to open the thing at the end?
I'll move on last to try to pull the plug.
Okay.
If there's anything they can check, right, I just yank it.
It's an athletics check. Or a strength check. Strength check.
Okay, strength. Same as my athletics. 25. Good roll.
Yep, you push it up. Kind of like the way you're oriented and crawling. So you peek around the stone.
I do peek around.
Right. So it actually kind of opens you up. Like it kind of curves. Like you push the plug and it pops out kind of up top in the middle of a room. And within this otherwise empty chamber, three closed chests are set across the stone floor.
So it's... Okay, we may want to look at this. And is the hole big enough for us to get through?
Yes.
Alright, reverse course.
Alright.
So, final verdict, should I
take redundant dungeoneering, or I should just let him have dungeoneering. I could take multi-ranger and have 14.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, I don't think so. I only have 10. So I should take it.
Yeah. What is dungeoneering used for? Besides identifying monsters
monster
that
attacks, architecture,
depth,
possibly determine where traps would be likely in a dungeon, that type of thing.
It's up to you. I don't think it's necessary, but it would be obviously nice to have.
I'll keep it, I guess. My AC is high enough anyway. So for a controller, 24 AC, I think it's really good.
Yes, yeah, it's quite good. One less than mine.
Finding your way through dungeon complexes, navigating winding caverns, recognizing dungeon hazards.
Sounds
and, most importantly, foraging for food in the Underdark.
There we go.
We need that.
Crucial.
We have a lot of that.
My character's concept is he eats in the Underdark.
Skill focus and dungeoneering.
Examples of dungeoneering knowledge include determining cardinal directions while underground, recognizing a dangerous underground plant, or spotting new construction, or noticing a change in depth when exploring an area. That's just engineering knowledge. You can forage. That's the big thing. And monster knowledge. Are you actually using these codes?
No.
That'd be sweet.
You suck.
So, plug out comes out here. And you guys are...
Is that center one actually larger than the other two?
Was it? No, they're all the same size, roughly. Maybe they both take out
two spaces.
Okay. Each chest is 4 feet long, 2 feet wide, and 3 foot high. The first chest gleams gold, the second is untarnished silver, and the third is oak-bound with thick bronze bands.
Do we all go into the room?
Olympic chests.
If you guys want to, you can do it. It's going to depend on what Vokar does there.
Oh, wait.
What do you see, Vokar?
I describe what I saw.
Well, then let us go and investigate.
Do the chests have, like, keyholes?
Yes.
Oh. Do you find the keyholes? Okay, do you want to...
Do you want to investigate them?
I will search for traps.
Okay,
we'll tell you if anyone want to come in.
All right, you go in the room.
Place yourself.
25.
Control.
The precious metal chests are only poor quality gold and silver plate over iron. They all seem to be fixed to the floor and cannot be budged.
I thought Andrew wanted to stay outside because of the rope.
I was waiting outside.
Oh, okay.
In case like the floor gives out or something ridiculous happens again. Or you get teleported to another chamber or
there.
Cell.
Okay, so that's what you saw.
No traps?
But no traps.
You can make, if you are trained in thievery, you can check for traps.
All right. 20.
Which one are you going to?
Natural 20?
No.
Total.
Which one should I? The big one?
They're all the same size.
Oh, okay.
There's a gold one, a silver one, and a bronze one.
Gold one, then?
Okay. Gold one's middle one. 20. They're not locked or trapped. All
right.
Check the others.
They're not locked or trapped.
Right.
The middle one isn't.
Okay.
I'll check the bronze one now.
Okay. So,
critical.
Also not locked or trapped.
All right, and I'll check the silver one.
Okay.
That's coming down to 15.
No lock or trap.
Well, I guess we can open them.
So we start with the bronze one.
Yeah.
Work our way up.
I say we open them all simultaneously. For maximum exposition at once.
One of you two from the bronze one. This is right there.
Yeah,
Audrey.
Oh, and Audrey.
Or Voko.
Sure.
Which one are you going to?
Bronze one.
Okay, you open the chest, and with a burst of white light, an enormous skeletal figure erupts from the oaken chest, its twin scimitars lashing out. Roll initiative.
How did I know that was going to happen?
It wasn't
trapped.
It wasn't trapped.
No, she was just inside.
No, it's still there.
Ew, awesome initiative. 10.
8.
Oh. So it's pretty big.
He said enormous.
24.
I hope some people go for me. So I rolled 2. Plus I used that. But you have some good undead stuff.
I do.
I think I have something against undead too.
Yeah, you should.
I guess at this place, if Josh showed up, having two clerics wouldn't be a bad thing.
That's
cool.
I knew it was
decided on
the
second cleric. Well, and I, since I knew there was another cleric, I focused less on healing than on other stuff. But now we don't have a cleric.
So
I'm
just screwed.
Yeah, I really, I mean.
That's all you can say.
I can still switch to the other character.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything with the other.
It doesn't matter. We need your skills. I mean, it doesn't matter.
All right.
We'll get by somehow.
Or die.
Or
die.
Have fun in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we beat a 23.
Andrew.
What'd you get?
24.
My turn. Good, too.
Getting a little higher.
So I'm going to warn you. So I really never paid any attention to like the intricacies of melee fighting and such and charging and all that, so you all have to
put
up with me.
You're so close, you can just move in and buff bash.
Well, I'm not going to charge now, of course, but I mean, just as far as like.
Well, there's no reason to charge unless you can activate a power while charging.
I'm talking beyond the scope of charging. I'm talking just like a melee class in general.
Oh, whatever.
You might have powers which work on charges.
Yeah, do you have any powers work on charges?
Yes.
22, 21, 20.
Sorry.
It's better 16. To charge with the power you can use while charging.
It would be
a
16.
When you charge.
It would be a 16. You guys good?
I'm a 10.
A 8.
Line characters, what do I? So, Drew, cool, you're going to be first. Got something. Damn, I had an illustration of the chests. If this would have influenced your decision one way or the other, I apologize.
Oh! Damn it.
Ugh. I've ruined this
I
game.
Quit.
And here's the dude you're fighting. Alright. Star cool.
Alright.
Do you have anything that pushes it?
I have something to push it.
I know, but he's going to count and go before it. I want him to be attacked and not me.
Yeah.
With his massive surges. I assume he has a lot of healing surges.
13.
Yeah, 13. Well, and then again, I have 9 in good AC. It doesn't really matter. But I only have 58 hit points.
I think you have 58 hit points.
Yeah. Is that a lot or a little?
It's more than me.
I have a con 16.
I do have an encounter power that marks him for a turn.
Okay.
So, I mean, the
better
probably
wants
to.
But yeah, but I think it's going next.
Yes, but if you mark him,
so.
He'll have to attack you or take a penalty.
Right, so that would, at least for this turn, will prevent him from attacking him if I do so.
Yes.
So I will do that. I'm going to... Darkpool says, finally. All right.
Did you not read my warning? If this is a hack and slay gathering, you will not be happy.
I did hear your warning. And then we set out to make a party good at that. No. A party that was meant...
This
no, everyone's
going to
make hack and slash character and then, like, grudgingly took a few things for this dungeon. And then the person who was supposed to be a linchpin of that doesn't show up. And now here we are.
And
I blame Dave for making me and Sean play these characters.
I made you guys play those characters specifically. So
you made us be invokers and clerics.
I made somebody be an invoker and somebody be a cleric.
Yeah.
Other than that.
What are you drawing?
This is Rebel.
Dave totally
fucked. It's also the Coltrane.
Correct. You didn't notice it until now.
Oh my god, this Rebel is so treacherous. What am I to do?
Okay, go for it.
Versus AC.
That misses, and as you swing at him, he makes a preemptive slash.
Wonderful.
Is 20 hit your AC?
It does not.
Okay.
There's kind of a, like a clang.
But
your
weapon
marked,
so put a orc mark.
It only says if I hit.
Oh.
So, sorry. I tried.
Your headsman's shop?
I have plenty of things and not things.
Oh, I was like, are you, let me go through backstory. It was like, I was an executioner. I like rage up and like was really good at cutting people's heads off and they were prone and not moving.
Yeah.
Done?
Yeah. You gained tons of experience being an executioner though in D&D. I didn't think about that. Take this 20th level prisoner.
Yeah.
Boom! Leveling up. And this gold blade surrounds you.
So he starts moving his blades really quickly, and little shards of metal go flying everywhere. He made close burst 3. So let's start with Mr. Orc. 28 for his reflex.
Oh, yeah.
Vokar, 23 versus reflex.
Okay, I'm going to trigger my Armor of Wrath.
Okay.
The target takes radiant damage, you go for my con 3, and I push the target 2 squares.
Okay.
Wait, I can't push him.
He's a difficult terrain.
So if I push him 2 squares like that, so he couldn't shift to get to me. 2 squares equals 1, and then he would have to move more than 1 to get to me.
He probably has reach, though.
Maybe.
He doesn't seem to have reach.
He doesn't?
He does.
No. That's worthless,
okay.
I don't push him.
Well, you're
26
or 26. You'd be out of range of me,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The tag won't hit everyone, then. If I push him, I'll do it.
Okay, so I hit everyone.
Wait, do you hit? Does my trigger push him farther away so he doesn't hit everyone? Or not?
It hits.
It would depend on whether it's immediate interrupt or immediate reaction.
It's an immediate reaction.
Okay,
right.
What
it wouldn't happen until
so
afterwards anyway. So
that power didn't do anything.
Really.
Oh well.
All of you take 27 damage.
Everyone who was attacked?
Yeah, everyone who I hit.
Did you attack me?
Was I in range of you? And then can we also... 28 versus reflex?
Hit.
Yep. Let's also take 27.
27.
And then he actually slides back
here. I knew my power was worthless.
I know, 3 actions, so he would have slid first, which he wasn't going to do, and then the chest is not going through.
Okay. He does take 3 damage, though.
Got it.
Woop, woop, woop.
And Beatrix.
All right. Well, first off, we'll send butterflies over there to curse him.
Okay. Butterflies.
You're such a dainty cat.
All the maggots and stuff are here. Just gonna handle.
And then I'll use...
Maybe a white. Maybe...
Be my bark. I'll use a witchfire.
Okay.
On him. Probably not. 14 versus reflex.
That will miss.
Figured.
Done?
Yep.
Okay. Edry.
Okay. I totally forgot I was in because. Just
start the encounter, you get to do something?
Yeah, when I roll initiative, I get to move 7 squares.
Okay.
So I want to move where he was before he moved.
Okay.
But then I'm going to move up anyway. So.
You could have been here.
Yeah.
Not on the chest, and then that
right.
You still can attack
and
him.
And then I can still move. No, I'm right next to him now. Okay.
So you can start marking him at least.
As a free action, I'm gonna make my Sunblade Kopesh do radiant damage.
Sounds good.
Since he seems to be undead.
He is undead.
And smack him with my mist weapon. 26 versus reflex.
That hits.
Did you have any battle music?
It
will interfere.
This
with
is
yeah, would be good.
Actually, there's no music required.
It's 19 radiant damage.
Okay.
Whoa. Do I mark only 10 powers?
So, he uses his preemptive slash on you.
What?
Which should have been more preemptive. 24 versus armor class?
Yes.
as you slash him, he slashes you, and you take 19 damage.
Whose turn is it now?
Do you want to mark him or anything?
I don't give him my mark.
You just say you're marking him. You can spend power points to make it better, but...
I can just mark him whatever it's
done.
And then if he attacks somebody else, then you get to deal as much damage to him as he did to your party member, as long as you're...
Okay, because some of my powers say that I mark, so I didn't know if that meant that I couldn't just mark.
You
that's
got
a way to get other marks on multiple people. So you mark one thing, and then you use your power. And
so I can mark him. What's that orange one? That's
curse.
Somebody else's name?
Curse.
Okay, so he has curse now.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Hope he doesn't have a burst power.
I just used a burst power.
I mean, not a burst. They like, what you call it? Area burst within X.
Right.
Then I will use Rain of Blood on him.
Okay. What kind of attack is that?
Area burst, one within 10 squares each enemy.
Okay.
So do I have that feat that gives me a bonus if there's a friendly in that square? No, I don't. Okay, plus 13 versus fortitude, 25.
Versus fortitude will hit.
I deal 15 damage.
Okay.
16 damage, sorry. He's not bloodied yet. Until the end of my turn, each ally in the burst gains a power bonus to my attack to your attack rolls of plus 3, and he gains vulnerable 5 to all damage to the end of my turn. So everyone please remember that when you attack. End of my next turn.
Vulnerable 5 damage?
Vulnerable 5, yes.
Okay. Done?
Yes.
Epic.
Let me see. So he's vulnerable 5 to all damage.
Yes.
Let me see.
And you get plus 3 to your attack.
And plus 3 to your attack. So
use your best encounter power.
Yeah.
Game time.
How far away is he? Can I get in adjacent to him?
There's a spot like in the corner, and then you get on top of the chest.
Here.
Okay. Probably just shift the chest to the side or something. That's there.
Okay. I will attack him with a. Let's see. With a healing strike. Actually, no. I'll do strike of special. I think that helps better.
Let's try it.
Roll. That'll be a 18 plus 3, 21 versus will.
That will miss.
Okay. There's an effect on it, though.
Okay.
The next time the target hits or misses an ally before the end of my next turn, one ally within 5 squares of me gains 12 hit points.
Okay. Done.
Yeah.
Dark Owl.
Okay.
You have something that knocks him prone.
I love it.
If you can knock him prone and then make one of your heads and attacks, you'll give me whenever you get plus 3 and he's vulnerable 5 this turn, you blow an action point on him. Might be worth it.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to do this encounter power brutal slam. It's fortitude. Not very good. 19 versus fortitude.
Miss.
Yeah, my plus 3.
22 versus 42.
Miss.
This encounter is going very poorly. I'm done.
That's fine. Glad everyone's taking it. Glad my vulnerable 5 is helping everyone so much.
Yep. Yeah. I even attacked with a power that was probably my most accurate one because it attacked well.
What you mind,
okay.
He squeezes through here. Giving an opportunity attack to everybody.
Okay.
Standing there.
Can I do that?
Just
so
making
all three people there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
so I miss.
You guys in the kitchen want to make opportunity attacks?
Yes.
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 Okay. I'd recommend doing that now.
Do you get plus 3 around that?
26 versus whatever. AC?
Hit.
That's 8.
Was that an encounter?
Which vulnerables?
Yeah. Good encounter power.
Yeah. Well, the character.
It's
when
just
I'm putting a character out there, what I do is
yep.
I take a class that, like, makes penalties the same as the chance of stunning me. I stun enemies a lot, and I have this demand justice power.
Just basic.
Target rolls to saving throw must
yep.
be the result. So like, I 24
actually.
But at low level,
that hits.
It feels unrealized.
Damage.
Okay.
Vulnerable 5.
Everybody who took an opportunity attack on him takes 5 damage as there's like all these spikes and everything else coming out of him as he moves. And then he attacks the defender that has.
What was that? Plus 12 hit points you gave people?
So because he attacks you, you get 12 hit points.
Oh.
He didn't attack.
Oh, you attacked?
Or he's attacking now,
yeah,
but not the other fighter.
Yeah.
Right. But it's only the first one. Does it matter?
Andrew knows me too well.
Why? What do you do? Gave you lots of pretzels?
He gave me a thing of checks.
Oh. It's too bad there's pretzels in that checks mix.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be the perfect snack.
We talked several times this week about making homemade Chex Mix, because apparently Adam had some dream about it. And like
my grandmother makes homemade Chex Mix.
I used to make it a lot. And then you could just leave out pretzels and add like a lot of rye chips.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
What is...
30 versus armor class.
Damn you, Chex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I blew my...
21 damage.
Normal food.
I could have rebuked him, but I used the armor wrap instead.
Extra bloody. Beatrix.
All right. I'll use Worms of Minoris.
He's not bloody yet, is he?
Nope.
Did you add the vulnerable 5 to all this attacks?
I'm bloody. Put on a marker. But...
You're gonna have to start using the wheels, I think. She's bloody too.
I'm 30 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
Put a bloody token under my character. Change it closer to the tokens.
And there is now a mass of worms in the target where the target is.
What's the area of the attack?
1 square.
It's just range.
Yeah, just range.
Okay.
What does it do?
I'm about to say. Does damage, and if he ends his square within 2 spaces of the worm, they'll take 10 acid damage. It's there to my end of my next turn.
Done.
I'm gonna do damage.
Okay. That's probably important.
11 acid damage. Sorry, 17 acid damage.
Is that with the 5 vulnerable?
No, it's without the 5 vulnerable.
Okay.
Would anybody like a drink?
Okay, thanks.
We have Coke Zero, bottle of waters, Palmer, or whatever you called it the last time. Dennis?
Not Arnold Palmer.
Tom Watson.
Greg Norman.
Greg.
No, it sounds kind of the same time. You always say Tom Watson, but I actually said Greg Norman.
Greg Norman.
Hydrate.
And there's green tea and apple juice.
It's my turn. And there's the other one. I can still hit him from where I am. But I'm also really trying to...
Sean, I'll give you a healing word.
Yeah, but see, I only have 7 hit points, and the last time he hit me when I hit him, it was more than 7.
Just delay that until after Sean...
If you'd like a knife.
Okay.
Because there's no bad guy.
Blank.
Okay. Chains of...
Large.
Actually, can I make... What sort of actions to make a religion check to know anything about the monster? I assume this is...
Minor action.
Minor. I'll make a religion check. 24.
It's a skeletal blade guardian. He's got all kinds of crazy scimitar slashing powers. Immune to disease and poison.
Ah! And she's doing poison attack against them?
Playing a D&D. They're a D&D.
No, he's doing acid.
Best time to bend.
Yeah, acid.
Okay.
Not poison.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, I'll still use Chains of Karachi against them.
Okay.
Or Karcheri.
What kind of attack is that?
It's an area verse 1 with 10. I'm centering it so it doesn't hit the friendlies.
Okay.
Wisdom versus reflex.
Those the buffalo ones.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is, 18, 21 versus reflex.
Yes.
Okay. He no longer has vulnerability.
Okay.
He no longer has. No one gets a bonus. That was one bad thing about the lighting.
And you, you notice after your attack, this chest begins to glow.
Can I move? Sorry, guys, I blew up the chest. Well, I didn't. I don't think it would have hit the chest. I would have.
No, no. Fine.
Okay.
It gets it.
Okay.
Emmett.
Mm-hmm. Feeling word on. Audrey? You're gonna get a healing. You can spend a healing surge. Regain an extra 11 hit points. And what does that put you at?
Still bloody.
Still bloody. If I use my battle forged shield, it's a free action. You gain extra HP as if you expend a healing charge. So you should not be bloodied anymore.
No, I am not
bloodied. By definition. If you have put one hit point in two surges.
Okay.
That character has a bad power that reduces my healing surge value.
Permanently. You're Rosalind here, hey?
Right.
And I gain hit points when I use healing word. I'm no longer bloodied.
I'll remove bloody tokens from PCs so they can take their action.
Okay, anything else?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to attack them.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and use. I've already used this one. I will move next to the orc. And I will use Split the Sky against him. Yeah, that probably hits. 29 versus Fortitude.
That hits.
Were you able to read the name on this picture that I sent?
No. Oh, I saw it was ridiculously complicated.
Yeah, what?
It was like
Rockin'
Pole or something?
17 thunder damage.
Okay.
And I knock the target prone.
We'll assume he's prone. That also bloodies him.
Yay.
And do people want me to push him? I can push him.
Push him into the corner so his blast attack, the burst attack, won't range as far. And I get bonuses when he's more than 5 squares away. And I push him into the log and chart on.
That was when I was going to see Matt's bar. After I dropped him, like I took him away, he was getting some notes. And if I came back, I was like, I have to pull it over and take a picture.
Right. I think I see on my turn.
So now it's Adri's turn.
One, two.
Ooh, Andrew, he's prone. Headsman time.
It's good time.
He'll probably stand up before it's your turn. Oh,
no.
Okay,
my whirling defense. That's overall, it's not a very good feat, but it's good for barbarian with a bunch of
bad
burn power.
So, are my power points for the whole day?
Do you 5 extra damage to burn target using an axe?
You regain it after short rest.
Okay. Especially for a heroic to your feet. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm
going to
use one power.
Four abilities.
Okay.
Not things prone.
Wielding defense.
Okay.
23 versus AC.
With common advantage, that hits.
Okay. So he takes.
Did you move next to him?
Probably. Games moves. Yeah. He takes 12 radiant damage.
Okay.
And let me know if he moves, because.
Okay.
Is it Duramarl's turn?
Actually.
Oh.
Snakes! Coming out of the one chest.
Snakes on a plane.
Okay.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Can we have a set?
That's an achievement in the WoW.
Really?
Your mom's an achievement in whatever.
You're not allowed to talk about WoW and 4th edition at the same time. Critical Hits doesn't support that.
Wow. I'm doing it exclusively to spite Dave.
So it's a snake swarm?
It is a...
Yes! My controller will get to control things with multiple attacks.
A pulse of green light erupts as the chest opens and a swarm of hissing vipers...
Of course, some will just destroy it utterly, and again, I'll have new purpose.
34 versus reflex.
Uh-huh.
You take 8 ongoing poison damage, save ends.
Oh, he's, remember, this guy's immune to poison damage right now.
Skeleton.
Oh. And they're also, the rattle is kind of shaking through your very soul. And if you're within 2 of them, you take a -2 penalty to attack rolls.
That's
where are they at? Now it's Dark Wolf's turn.
Which
it's behind it.
Okay, so Dark Wolf can move there and be not within 2.
So they can attack him opportunity.
No, the thing is, the guy's down. He got knocked prone.
He still gets the attack opportunity while prone, but
you
can just shift one. Then
he can't shift in the difficult terrain. But he can move into it.
Yeah, which isn't within threatening.
Yeah.
Okay. Spare them. I'll use an avalanche strike. Do I get a bonus since he's prone?
Combat advantage.
Combat advantage.
28 versus. Hold on.
Did you use your head and
axe
advantage or whatever?
This
is the
damage.
28 for
Zeusy?
Yeah.
It hits.
Yeah.
Literary damage bonuses.
Not anymore. Wow. Nice. He's bloody, if that matters.
30 damage.
Okay.
Did you add that? You had that headsman. Is that like plus
5
static or something? Like
plus 5
damage.
Quack.
Plus 5 extra damage when to prone target and using
axe. You bring your axe down on him and like it crunches into his bones.
For what it's worth, Dave, until the start of my next turn, he gets plus 4. He gets a plus 4 bonus to attack rolls against me.
Sweet.
And there's something he stands up that he has.
He goes, he stands up. That's moving.
Target to him.
Do I also?
No,
she is a power. Standing up doesn't provoke attacks after you. Makes sense.
You.
Don't mind me, I'm standing up.
Oh, hold up. Get up.
Wait. Hang on. I don't even know what the fuck my character is. It's so bad.
No one knows what about mine does.
No one in general? They're like an undecipherable class? They look sort of cool when I read about them.
They're the Scion Defender or Psychic.
They only get a power like
when he shifts.
Combat's
okay. He has not shifted.
Okay.
So he stands up and hacks at you with his scimitar. Probably misses. 17 versus armor class.
Yeah.
Right.
So wait, do you get an attack him or something?
He didn't shift.
Beatrix.
Alright. Am I with the two of the snakes?
Yes.
All right.
But you can move.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You move next.
First, I curse the snakes. They're enemies.
They are enemies.
No.
Oh, I meant if they were cursible, as in.
They are.
Do you have any more orange ones? That's what I always use for a chip.
This is what I got on me.
You're going to get yellow. All
right. Oh, my God.
It's the worst adventure ever.
Quit D&D forever.
Don't these little...
Rage quit.
These little pink feet.
And then...
All right, then I'll... Face step 5.
You could just walk.
I'd rather just teleport. That's fine.
You make this a ladder player shame. Just kidding.
So don't these little pig legs in a vacuum look sort of like penises?
Please let that stay on the podcast.
I mean, look, they're like purple for some reason. Like, you're
in a vacuum.
I mean, I know it's a pig leg, but look at that. It's not looking like a little.
In a vacuum, did you just
say? Yes. Devoid of the rest of the pig, it's
attached
to
the
worm.
The past the pig legs
yes.
Look like penises.
It takes 10 acid.
So it's really past the penises.
Okay, wait a
speaking of which.
Fire Island?
The snakes would be
no,
within 2. They take 10
acid? No, the skeleton.
Okay, he takes 10. Got it.
I mean, the worm's gone now.
He's
okay.
Played a fair bit past the pig's wear in Greece. I played a lot of dominoes when I was in Greece.
So it's my turn now?
No, it's mine. Sorry,
I'm
just going to
make
dominoes, Dave, is a really popular game in Albania.
You just wing it forward against
his parents are really good at it.
So, like, humans love
dominoes. They actually play for money.
against the skeleton?
Yep. Probably not hit 15 versus Will.
That misses.
Okay.
Good?
Yep.
I'm going to make my attack.
Okay.
Okay, I make my... let's see, one or two targets. I make a Divine Bolts attack.
Okay.
First against the skeleton. Those will be against Reflex. 15.
Miss.
Second against the snakes. Miss. 20.
Okay. That it?
That's it!
Okay, I'm back.
First one. All
right, got
it. I'm gonna get what kills the thing.
You're taking ongoing damage, right? Your character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
have to get a save throw against that.
I have big
bonuses
the same, so
it doesn't really matter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, your bonuses will apply if I
grant you a save.
How many?
Okay. 40 points, so you can keep going.
I know it's push your luck.
I will.
Six.
26, I think.
Hold on.
I'll use Sacred Flame against the big skeleton guy.
Okay.
Lower. Critical.
Six again, so 32.
That's pretty good, since I have a weapon which deals extra damage on critical. It's 2-1.
Awesome.
Undead.
So 33.
Comes in handy.
Oh, actually.
So, we take...
No.
Plus 2d10 radiant damage.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, it's 2 less. You have 5 of those ones, which is like
11.
That's
okay,
not what it says. 31.
Okay, 11 plus 2d10.
Wow.
Low roll. He takes 14 radiant damage. And
6 total.
You may make saving throw.
I make saving throw.
You take, should you continue on going?
Oh, I saved without having to use
anything. 13. You're out.
Done. Does anyone else need healing?
I'm
almost at like
a bit 3/4 of my health. I'm okay.
Can you make it?
I managed to not be attacked.
I'll save 18.
Okay. I will move. Is that the favorite?
No.
Just take some space here. So I move back there.
Okay. Done?
Yep.
Hedry.
My turn again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm next to snakes and the guy.
Correct.
Do you have burst attacks?
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I forgot what I wanted to do.
Well, the snakes are undead.
The snakes are not undead. Oddly enough.
Okay. So, I'm going to augment 2, so I can burst and get the snakes and the guy with my whirling defense.
Okay.
So, on the guy first, 31 versus AC.
That hits.
And on snakes, critical.
Yeah, so 30.
I'll keep it.
I critically killed the snakes. I critically killed the snakes.
Ooh, so maybe they're minions, I guess?
Yep.
First hit. Yeah, this is good.
Guy takes...
There were minions swarm them.
Also, it takes 13 radiant.
Okay.
I thought there was a bonus if they touch each other. I thought you could, like, mount each other.
If they mount each other, you're kicked out of the game. Because it's an obscene position for pigs to be in. I guess what it says. Piggyback. Out of game, a totally undignified position for pigs. You're out of the game if they mount one another.
Oh, I thought
as you whirl around, the main chest begins to glow.
Hopefully, it's going to explode.
This could lead to excellence.
There are serious
more serious injury.
They're cool.
That's what's fine. I'm sadly out of.
Yeah,
I don't want to use the alien on this guy, so
start spamming.
I'm going to use my recuperating strike at will.
It's
to break your points back. Are there any bonuses from you buffers?
No.
24 versus AC.
Hit.
Ten 10 damage. Am I getting 4 temporary points?
Okay. Done?
Uh-huh.
The middle chest. A pulse of shadow erupts as the chest is open and the air around you is filled with a barrage of black darts. It attacks everybody in the room.
What?
Does that, that didn't kill the skeleton by damage?
Nope. He's still going and still swinging.
That would give me a...
Quick defense.
That would give me a...
It's going to be versus reflex. And I'm just going to go around the table to...
And it's right, it's originating from the center chest.
Mm-hmm. 27 versus reflex.
Yep.
Just remember if I can turn that. Natural 20 on Ebbek, the healer. It's good. 27 versus reflex.
I use shield.
Okay. 32 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
And 19 four. Versus reflex.
Ugh.
I rolled a 4.
He has temporary hit points. Oh, sweet temporary hit points.
So if I hit you normally...
27 damage.
Take 16 force damage, and you're pushed 2 squares from the chest. If I critted you...
What if you're already as far as you possibly can be from the chest?
Then your head explodes.
Character's dead.
Now I'm on top. Who am I on top of?
Me.
Okay.
And crit is 25 damage.
Okay.
How much was it?
Crit?
12.
Still not bloody.
Not having your pencils.
Well, I'm
not
bloody.
You can put her behind you, work.
So, who's bloody now?
This
is your Sean.
Yep.
Oh, I'm bloodied again.
Go for the obedient is bloodied.
And bad guy. Oh, defender's not next to, so we'll attack the orc.
She is actually the square behind her.
Yes.
So she's a minus 2 penalty then?
It's just a minus 2. Yeah.
And, oh, but you don't do your good thing to him.
Yeah.
But he's attacking him.
Yep. And he gets a 15% armor class.
But, wait.
Okay.
I had, no, it says melee 1. So, like,
right.
I hadn't started.
He misses anyway. Beatrix.
Alright, let's see.
So it's 5.
So I will use Winged Horde again. Maybe I'll actually get with it. Maybe.
Do you want some pretzels with a little bit of Chex Mix?
Fail. 21 versus Will.
That will miss. Done?
Yep.
Mokar.
Oh!
I think I go down to 0.
All right.
Oh, pull a perception trick for me, Beatrix. All
right. 22.
It looks like the chest that shot all the stuff out is recharging to do it again.
Oh, all right.
Vokar.
I shout that out to everyone. Someone take out that chest.
How do you take out a chest? Can I inspect?
Well, it's a gold chest, so I don't know how much.
Can I inspect the chest?
I'll just tell you, you can...
Can be deactivated.
You can deactivate it using multiple Arcana or Thievery checks.
I don't either.
I'll do that.
I'm trained in Arcana. Is it a standard action to do that?
I imagine so.
It doesn't tell me. Minor action's fine, but you have to be adjacent to it.
Alright, minor action, Arcana.
Attack of opportunity.
Critical.
Okay. One down.
Criticals here. How many do we need?
Don't know.
Alright, I attack him.
He could use another minor to keep doing it.
He had to move there.
I would have to not attack him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worth it. He's doing a lot of damage, too.
He's blind, though, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's much worth it for me to attack him. I'll attack him with my Divine Bolt. Probably at least 39?
Yeah.
Or 29, sorry.
29 also hits.
This is an extra damage because he's bloodied. 14 damage.
Okay.
I'm done.
So with this... this is an initial thing here.
Who needs healing?
If I temporary hit points for...
What did
you
get?
Temporary
hit points don't count toward your...
How much?
Total
HP are at the view?
I'm down 39. They're just there on stacking on top of hit points. But I'm not being attacked that much. But then again, one of those volleys could take me out, potentially.
I'm down 32.
And
33.
I'm like 7 below 8.
I'll leave with the defender and I'll leave the attack.
She has to get back to
melee
with it, though.
She does go up to
where? Doesn't matter. I should be okay going.
Okay. I'll healing word Audrey's character again.
Maybe his last words.
So, we will gain healing surge plus 11 hit points. I will gain 7 hit points. I will then move, and use a healing strike against the thing. Going very poorly, 19 versus armor class.
Miss. He does his, preemptive slash. 22 versus armor class.
Miss.
Okay.
The healing thing doesn't trigger.
Yeah, it doesn't trigger when I miss.
Done.
Is there anything else I could do? I still have. No, I do some actions. I'm done.
I agree.
Virginia, did you use the. Oh, no, you didn't. You noticed that it was.
Whirling defense on him that I move up to. Oh, not really. And so 19 versus AC.
That will miss.
Thank God at this game.
But he's still marked.
Okay, dark pool.
Finish him.
24 versus
yeah,
AC.
That hits. Right. Howling strike.
I think I have very hit points, but that's more damage.
Yeah,
that's wrong. Yep. So full fail of that. Jesus. Very well.
You need me to tell you which dice are with it?
So full of fail. 18.
Okay. Still up.
Then I get hit by the darts, then I get hit by him.
Start over with Andrew and go around.
Actually, probably will you not be conscious of these?
Natural one. Invoker, 20 versus reflex.
What'd you roll against me?
A natural
yeah.
One.
Sweet.
I'm hit.
Okay. Beatrix, 25 versus reflex.
No. Wait. Yes.
Okay. Hebeck, 23 versus reflex.
Hits.
17 versus reflex.
No, actually. I was right the first time. We
yes.
Have. 24, but I teleported, so they gave me plus 2.
Everybody that I hit takes 16 damage. 16 force damage.
Okay.
My character is unconscious.
And did I hit the invoker? I think you're the only one. Oh, it's also pushed away. Was pushed against the wall.
Push baby back in the corner.
Push from what
made that? Baby, the obedient.
Oh, dirty dancing.
Bad guy. Makes a slash attack. Against defender, 18 versus armor class.
No.
Beatrix.
All right, I'll use winged horn again. Spam, spam.
You must be missing so much because these aren't bigger creatures.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because this is a
free action. Use minor action to try and.
Oh yeah. Oh, I have to move over there. I'll move over there and minor action the.
Tip. Arcana.
Yeah.
With Avery.
Oh, I recommend using the higher.
30
Arcana. You were able to siphon off the magic and depower it. There's something in there. Bum bum bum.
I'm taking out of that.
Vokar.
Spam. 20 versus
the
reflex. That misses.
Epic. Oh, wait. I will minor. Let's see. Wall. 1, 2. Is the chest impassable?
No, it's just an extra square move.
3, 4, 5. I'll try a minor action. Is a minor action to heal? Or heal?
Do you use heal skill? No, it's a standard action.
Okay. Then we just start. Actually, go here.
Okay.
So I guess we're going to heal you next round, potentially.
Death save.
She's
success.
Okay. Edry.
I took a feat for Josh's character, the Harbinger of Rebirth, plus +5 to everyone in three squares of him for death saving throws.
Alas, Josh. Oh, wait, what happened to our past? I mean, you got
you
have to demoralize because you went down to 0.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You're still being
you can tell he's pretty close to death.
I'm just
going
to do my regular one defense on him. 27 versus AC.
Clip hits.
Quit pushing
well,
that lucky get on back to the board.
With a radiant strike, he blows apart into a million pieces, but you're able to easily shield yourself from the sharp.
That's good. It's not actually pushing.
Can we just make heal checks out of initiative order?
It kind of matters.
Okay.
They're cool.
The skeleton's dead?
Yes.
Again,
he's removed
from the
board.
Chest.
There's something in the one big chest.
And Evex bleeding to death. That may be the more important part.
Or not. I'm more interested in what's in the chest.